Hello.
This is Casey with Customer Service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
This is Anne Marie Spinelli. I called because I have two charges on my phone, some kind of muscle thing on my checkbook that's been removed from my account at $6.95. I do not have a muscle thing in this house. I did not order this muscle thing, whatever the heck it is. And you better take it off my bill. This is getting ridiculous. Every time I turn around, I'm changing my credit card because somebody's charging me for something. Now, okay. I scroll through things, but I never ordered anything. Nothing has been delivered to this house.
Okay, ma'am, I completely understand. But what we have you in our thing for is an exfoliating brush, and you called back in November about that, and everything was canceled, and you were fully refunded, and we don't have anything since then.
So why is there a red thing with a minus next to it at 11.9? I don't see it put back anywhere.
Yes, ma'am, on
exfoliating brush. What exfoliating brush? I never ordered. I never even heard of an exfoliating brush. This is crazy. I don't see anywhere that it's been put back into my bank. So could you please have that checked?
Yes, ma'am. It goes back in within 3 to 5 business days. If it takes longer than that, it's on your bank, and you would have to call your bank. Because on our end, it went in on November the 9th. Is that exactly when it was out of our account?
Well, where did you send it?
Back to your Visa card ending in 4104.
Okay, so then that's the problem, because I canceled that card because of all the nonsense that's going on.
Okay, ma'am. So you got to call.
No longer that number. So how do I get you people to send back my money on my new card?
You'll have to call your bank, ma'am, because that's on your bank, because we sent it to the card ending of 4104. So your bank would have to explain to you, because I don't know how that would work since we sent it to you and then you canceled the card.
That's crazy. I don't understand why anybody would want me to leave a card open that's being used incorrectly. Why can't it be sent back to my new card number?
Because we can only send it back to the card that's on the account, which is the 4108.
So you still have the money and I don't. How do I get it back?
No, ma'am, we don't have the money. We had already sent it to you on November the 9th.
So it's somewhere in my bank, you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Holy smolies, I'm telling you, this is getting ridiculous. I can't open this damn phone and look at anything without someone thinking I ordered something. I didn't order nothing. I don't scroll down to order nothing. I don't ever press accept or anything like that. I just scroll past these things. All of a sudden, I'm the proud owner of them. This is just insane.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand the frustration, but I had an associate here tell me that she had the same thing happen to her. And even though you canceled that card, since we did go ahead and put the money on it, that your bank should be able to put the money that we went ahead and sent you on November the 9th onto your new card. So that will be from the bank. You would need to call your bank.
And you are calling from 983. Eight zero nine two. That's not the phone. That's not the number I called, by the way. I called an 855 number and asked to call back. This is the problem. Another thing is there are 87,000 phone numbers. None of them, of which, are the same ones that I call. The number on my bank account, alongside of these two amounts of money that's been removed, is a 855 number.
Yes, ma'am.
I spend more damn time on the phone trying 855-833-9907. That's the number I call to leave a message to be called back. Now, you're calling me back on a 925-983-8092.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, yes, ma'am doesn't answer anything. I just don't get it.
We're a third-party call center, but since we went ahead and put the money back onto the card that was charged to the account and you canceled the card, associate of mine said she did the same thing. So on our end, it's on the card. So you need to call the bank and let them know. And
so
if you have
a card that it's on a card that no longer exists.
Yes,
somewhere,
ma'am, but
the bank.
But the bank should be able to transfer it over to your new card. That's why you need to call your bank.
That's interesting because there's no such thing today, like every other crazy damn thing going on in our poor government for America, is that there is no way to call your bank anymore. You have to visit your bank. You've got 800 numbers that are the bank corporate numbers that tell you to go to your own bank and figure it out. It's interesting that everybody else makes mistakes and the poor customer or lack of customer that the mistake is made with is the one that has to solve it. But this has really become, I swear, these cell phones are good for nothing. Absolutely good for nothing. Except to get you in trouble. You can't open your phone without being charged by someone for something. Anyway, I thank you for the call back, and I will have to go to my bank because I can't call them. They don't have a number.
Yes, ma'am.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Actually, also,
okay.
While I have you on the phone, I don't know exactly how to do it because I'm not going to lie. I had to get my kids and my grandkids to show me how to do it. Well, they didn't show. They were moving too fast. But, you know, you can get it on the phone to where if it requires your credit card, it won't go through.
And what does that mean?
It's I don't know how them kids did it on my phone, but they did it for me. Because I let all my younger grandkids play on my phone. And since, like everybody else, I have my, you know, bank card saved on it. Before I knew it, my little 3-year-old grandchild had decided that they was going to order about $70, $80 worth of games.
Oh, boy.
Right. Not even meaning to because they were just pressing numbers. So I had the kids set it up, and I don't know how they did it, but I'm pretty sure if you ask one of your kids, they should know.
The little ones, as little as they are, know how to work these phones better than you, me, and the people who invented it. It's unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying.
Kids, I have a little one that's 4 years old, knows the word now. You want to teach them to read. Well, isn't this delightful? He says, oh, no, just press this. And before you can stop them, their hands are on it. This
right.
says get. This says get. What do you mean get? Get your hand out of there. I don't want it. What do you mean get? You know. So I know that I hear you. It's amazing. They know how to read get. They can't. They're not teaching them how to print or do cursive. They're not teaching them how to add or subtract. But they are teaching them how to read the word get on these damn things. And they also, somebody gave teachers a medical psychological doctorate in telling your kid if they're gay or not.
Oh,
hey. The world has gone nuts. And if we, the people of America, don't stamp our feet and make more noise than these special interest people, I want to know who gave teachers permission. They don't have a doctorate for it. They don't have the education to determine whether a child is a different gender. They really don't. I'm 81 years old. I was the biggest tomboy that ever lived back in my day. I jumped off roofs. I climbed. I had five brothers. I climbed over every fence. I did every, you name it. Anything the boys could do, I could do better, and I worked at it. I became 13 or 14. Guess what? I liked boys. Meanwhile, who wanted to be a girl? I didn't want to be a girl. Today,
I get you. I'm the same way.
And you're, you know, really, I don't, well, you have grandchildren like me. I have great-grandchildren. But the mothers today tell your children, I tell mine, I tell their friends, I tell every one of them, they better get their rear ends up to school and sit in these classes and make sure these teachers are teaching the subjects they went to college for.
Yeah.
You went to college to be a math teacher? Good. Teach math. You went to college for elementary education? Teach elementary education. You do not belong teaching a child anything you never, you don't have a doctorate for. It's sick.
It is. I agree.
I'm so sorry. It sounds like I'm yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the world. I want to scream at the top of my lungs. What is America thinking? What is America thinking?
I agree with that sentiment. I really do. Because I look at it and I'm like, well, it's time to go live in the middle of the ocean.
I take it. Well, actually, if not, it's time to take back America is what it is. It's time that we should not have people in Congress or the legislature or in the House that weren't born in this country but are sitting in seats of power to make laws for this country. No. You want to come to this country? God bless you. I'm first generation in this country. So I will tell you, my parents, my one parent and my grandparents were immigrants. So I got nothing against immigrants. But the way mine came, were on a boat. What are you going to do? Jump off Ellis Island and swim? They could not come here illegally. You were vetted. And when you got here, you didn't have 2 cents. The government gave you Zippo. And you went to work. You swept streets. You did whatever you could to make a buck. These, and I don't say these people in broad, like with a broad brush, I don't say that. I am saying I have nothing against immigration, but I do have a very serious problem with no vetting, no border. You and I can't leave this country. We can't go to Canada without a passport. We can't go to Mexico without a passport. We can't leave our own country.
Right.
Anybody can come. Sick. Now, why aren't we voting that way? To hell with personalities and everything. What do these people vote for? I don't care what they say. I don't care what you don't like. If they are voting to bring this country back to where it should be, if what they vote for is very important, like what we vote for. This personality crap and, oh, I'm going to vote for this one. Why? Because she's a woman. What are you talking about? I wouldn't care if it was 5 women. If they don't, if they've never run anything, and if they voted for things that were bad for the country, they shouldn't be there. Done.
Correct.
I don't care what you are. I really don't. I have to know that you are an American. You salute the flag. You don't kneel. You don't do things that are so embarrassing during our Olympics in front of a whole country.
Yeah.
No other country's young people do that. No. Why? Because the law there is you do that, you'll never see the light of day again. Forget about being an Olympian.
Well, not only that, it's also having to do with how they were raised. Some of them, their parents need to be beat, and then they need to beat the children.
It's worse than that, because we as parents have only X amount of time of influence, and then we allow the classroom to influence our children without us butting in. And the truth is, we pay their salaries, these teachers, enough of this crap. You're a teacher. That's what you are. You are not someone that makes policy in this country. Do your job.
I completely.
I'm sorry. I mean, my brother, I have a whole family of teachers. And my brother was on the board. My brother was the head of a math department. The fight that these crazy teachers have over what influence they think they have on young children is pathetic. It's pathetic. You're not their mother. You're not their religious leader. You are a teacher. Do your job.
Oh, they can try all they want. My children. Oh, you're good. Because trust me, I get it. Because my children know. They will tell the teachers and the school board and everything very quickly. Oh, that's not what my mama wants. And I'm here to tell you, I live with my mama and she'll beat me. So I'm not doing it.
I have a great granddaughter came home and told her mother how to vote and who she should vote for.
Oh,
because the teacher said, this other guy's a bad man. She's a little kid. Why? I said, why, honey? Because he's a bad man. What did he do? I don't know. Well, how do you know he's bad? Because my teacher said he's a bad man.
Oh, wow.
Lunatics.
Yeah.
We're putting our children in lunatics, and they all have tenure, so you can't fire them. You can be a lousy teacher, not get fired. Mm. Is this stupid or what?
It is.
I'm telling you. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I don't know what I'm yelling at you saying.
You're quite all right, ma'am. Is there anything else that I...
Yeah, I'm just so angry at every step that we're taking now, including, you know, this kind of thing that I'm talking to you about with, you know, not ordering things but being charged for them. It's the merry-go-round you got to do to undo things that you didn't do. That's crazy. Motor Vehicle Bureau, another bunch of lunatics. They get so big. It's, you know what, these government things are so large, they're uncontrollable. Welfare, a wonderful thing. It was never there for my grandparents and my mother in the beginning, but it got so big and it's so bastardized that dead people are getting welfare. I mean, it's crazy.
Wait, how's that work?
Oh, they just not removed from the roll that people use their Social Security number, and they're collecting on people that are gone. They never submit a death certificate. Grandpa goes, he don't tell anybody.
Okay.
He collects grandpa's Social Security.
Oh, wow.
Now, in jail, you go to jail. The worst of the worst can still collect Social Security. Why? They're out of a job. No shit, Dick Tracy. I know you're out of a job. You killed your mother and father.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, why is that? Why is that? Where did they come off collecting any money? Where's the punishment? We have laws, but no punishment. So why bother to have laws? It's nuts. The whole thing is nuts. So now that you got an earful of this crazy woman, I want you to know that God will bless me because I needed to have my blood pressure lowered. I was so angry trying to figure out where the heck this thing that I canceled in November, I guess, but yeah. Still don't have a return on. So I was not at you. I'm not angry at you. You don't make the rules here. But I'm angry at the system.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am. I completely understand. But
so I apologize, but I will tell you, God will bless you. You'll say, oh, my God, did you have to put up with Spinelli today? Oh, geez.
It's the quite all.
The woman that am I.
It's quite all right.
Speaking of God, we all should be hitting our knees and saying we're sorry. Because we are a sorry bunch. A sorry bunch. God is gone. Everything is gone. You don't salute your flag. You don't honor your own country. It's nuts. All of the things that should be near and dear to us and everything that we have and all the blessings that God has given us, we dropped the ball. So say a prayer today for me. And I'll say a prayer for you, that you won't get too many nutso's like me calling.
But yes, ma'am, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, darling, I'll try going to the bank tomorrow and see what I can do.
You're so welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't help you further. I hope you have a great day.
That's okay. You be well. You stood there and took the heat. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.